True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And Gavin Newsom, the slime ball from California, I won't use the word I used for him on Fox News Saturday night, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before that, but the slime ball shapeshifter Gavin Newsom, he is now sending in like the brute squad basically to battle crime in his state because he doesn't want the guard to come in. So they're acknowledging that crime is a problem, but then he's also saying it's not a problem. So he's sending in people, but saying crime's not a problem, as he's acknowledging it's a problem and sending more of the cavalry in to basically go battle crime. That's not a problem, allegedly. It's very hard to keep up with these people. It really is. All I know is this. New Jersey has a choice this November, and you can either elect the Republican or the Democrat. It's a binary choice. That's it. It's a binary choice. And I'm telling you, if you don't vote for Jack Cittarelli, you're making a massive mistake. A massive mistake. I'll tell you why. There'll be so many reasons why. So many. But the biggest reason, number one reason, is that Mikey Sherrill will immediately start running for president in 2028, right away, right out of the gate. Why not? Why not? What the heck? Why? What's to stop her? And that means she's going to embrace all the nutty lefty policies you have to embrace in order to get the Democrat nomination. So if you thought or think you're going to get more power, you're not. You're not going to get more nuclear. You're not going to get more coal. You're not going to get more natural gas. You're not getting those things. You will get wind turbines. You will. You will. And that's just the way it's going to be. You'll also get all the wacky lefty policies, everything exactly, no doubt about it. That's what you'll get. You get Jack Cittarelli, you're going to have a guy who's a small business owner who's already said he's not running for president, who's actually going to fight to try to fix New Jersey. And the first thing he's going to do to bring down electricity rates is to increase supply. There's an article today in the New York Post about how much power AI is using. Now, you know this already. You know the massive amount of power it's using. But what you may not know is that it's so much demand, there's not even enough supply to reach it, to meet it in New York and New Jersey. All right? It's not enough. So what happens? Well, you're competing with the demands of AI. These big, massive data centers, and they're sucking all the power. You're using power. And what happens when there isn't enough supply and there's massive demand? Rates go up. It's just a law of supply and demand. It's just basic economics. New Jersey does not have enough supply of energy. Pennsylvania, to its credit, does, obviously. I mean, yeah, great for Pennsylvania. Smart. And this is why Josh Shapiro will probably not get the Democrat nomination in 2028, because he's embraced energy, at least insofar as he's embraced it by saying that he is going to allow more nuclear power and more natural gas. Now, long way to 2028. He could very easily take a leftward turn as he gets closer to trying to run for president. But showing up at Dave McCormick's, Senator McCormick's Energy Summit, being there for that, and supporting the reopening of the reactor that was closed at Three Mile Island, and all these things are things the left does not like. Now, I will tell you that it's a long way to 2028, number one. But number two, the Democrat Party does not allow their voters to choose their candidate. Obviously, if they did, Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee in 2016, 2020, or 2024. So the hierarchy, the Democrat elites choose. But back to the point about AI. So AI is sucking massive amounts of power. New York and New Jersey don't have the electricity that we don't have the ability to supply the massive power that AI needs. Just don't have enough. New Jersey shut it all down because the idiot, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, decided with his energy master plan he was going green. What does that mean? It means nonsense is what it means. It means we wouldn't make any energy. So he shut down all the natural gas, or I should say shut down the coal-fired plants, shut down nuclear, and that was the end of that, and pushed for all this quote-unquote renewable energy, which doesn't even work. It's stupid. It doesn't work, number one. And number two, it takes a ridiculous amount of time to build energy that doesn't work and doesn't actually supply the demand that's needed. So your rates are going up for a lot of reasons, but mostly they're going up because you have to bring in all this energy from out of state into New Jersey. That's number one. But also because AI is using a lot of electricity, using a lot of energy, I should say. You're competing with that. There's not enough supply from our perspective because, again, we're not producing it. We're not making it here. So we have to bring it in to New Jersey. So the first thing Jack's going to do, and he's mentioned this on the show several times, is he's going to get power generation back online. And he's going to make that the number one job. Good. That's exactly what has to happen. It's exactly what has to happen. He's going to have a friend in the White House who's going to help him do it. Versus the nonsense of saying we're going to freeze your rates, which is not even legal to do. It's not legal to say we're going to freeze electricity rates, which is what the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey is saying. We're just going to freeze your rates. I don't even know what that means. Freeze them at this rate or before they went up 20%. And Murphy acknowledged you can't do it, and you can't do it. It's illegal and it's asinine. So that's never going to happen. You got a choice. The Republican candidate for governor, Jack Cittarelli, is a good guy. And it's very simple. If Republicans don't turn out to vote, if the operation's there, then they'll lose. And they'll lose Virginia, too. And then that's going to give Democrats momentum going into midterms. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about midterm elections. You know, that sounds crazy, but that's where we're going to be. And we now have Democrats threatening redistricting, wiping away Republican districts. And it's totally illegal, but Gavin Newsom's looking to do it. That Tubby Pritzker's looking to do it, too. These guys are looking to do these things, to do whatever they possibly can to try to seize power, to try to buttress what Texas did. So, for example, Pritzker says he doesn't want to, but if he has to, he will. As he doesn't want to, but if he has to, he will. He'll turn around and he'll just wipe every Republican district off the map. These are the games the Democrats are playing right now in California, where you've got millions of Republican voters who live in California. Yet you've got 9 of the 54 seats are Republican seats. And yet Republican voters, you've got, 6 million of them or something. There's a massive amount of Republican voters in California desperately underrepresented in the state's population in terms of the apportionment in the House of Representatives. And it's also illegal for Gavin Newsom to do what Gavin Newsom is trying to do here, because Gavin Newsom is going against a referendum that was passed by the people of California. That's sleazeball. But here's Tubby Pritzker, cut number 12. Take a listen.
Is there any chance Illinois redraws its congressional lines before next year's midterm elections?
That's not something that I want to do. It's not something that any of us want to do. But I have to say, if Donald Trump is going to force his will on the American people by going to his MAGA allies in various states and having them redraw in the middle of a decade when you're supposed to be doing it right after crisis with a year ending in one, not a year ending in five. If he's going to do that all over the country, I think all of us have to think about what it is that we can do to counter that.
What much more could you do, though, as an Illinois Democrat? I mean, your map already gets an F for most good government groups for being gerrymandered.
Exactly.
Would you wipe out all the Republican districts?
Yeah, it is possible to have more Democratic districts in the state of Illinois, and we could do it. Like I said, it's not something that I want to do.
Just to clarify, I said 26 million. I meant percent. 26% of the vote in California, Republican voters. Republicans account for 26% of the vote in California. Yet there are only 9 seats in the House out of the 54 seats. Illinois looks like some sort of a snake mated with the unicorn and then birthed a turtle, and then they all came together for a family picture. That's what their map looks like. It's so gerrymandered. This is the game. You elect a Republican in Jersey. If you can, I'm not really that up to the state of the race in Virginia. I know it's more of an uphill battle. I think New Jersey is very winnable. I really do. I think it's very winnable. The momentum going into midterms will be huge. If the Democrats win both states, it's going to be tougher. It's going to be a much harder road because they're going to have the wind at their sails. And that's just a reality. And I think people that are not embracing Jack Cittarelli, or even people that are working against him, are doing it for selfish reasons. There's no other way to put it. And yet Scott Presser this weekend was putting out a warning, putting out a dire warning, saying we're going to lose these states if Republicans don't get their S together and start getting the vote out, start registering voters. And look, I know the president spoke a lot today about mail-in voting. He doesn't like it. He mentioned Colorado. He doesn't like it. I get it, but you have to play the game with the rules you have. And right now, we have the ability to use mail-in voting and early voting. I didn't make the rules. I don't like the rules. But as long as those rules are there, then you have to embrace them. So the Republicans are working very hard to embrace those rules, at least in New Jersey, to get people to vote early. And it's winnable. It really is. The energy issue is huge. You cannot get a greater contrast between Democrats and Republicans and on the issue of energy. You just simply can't. Democrats, if they had their way, you would have windmills from the entire eastern seaboard. It would, from all the way up from Rhode Island down to probably, I mean, at least as far as Maryland, you'd have windmills. You'd have windmills up the entire eastern seaboard. It would be a disaster, be a joke. Maybe even north of that, because, I mean, Massachusetts is all in. Connecticut's in. Rhode Island's in. New York, New Jersey, Delaware, they're all in. Maryland's in. I mean, Virginia would be the Mason-Dixon line, literally, because Youngkin would say no. As long as Virginia remains red, that's where the windmills would stop, at Virginia Beach. Or wherever the line is, Chincoteague and Assateague Island, I guess, technically speaking, would be the line between Maryland and Virginia. You're driving down the Delmarva Peninsula. You look at all the pretty ponies, right? That's where the line would be. You'd have the ponies swimming around freaking windmills. They'd probably die from those. Honestly, the windmills would be killing the horses. You'd have the Chincoteague and Assateague ponies would be, God forbid, they'd all be washing up dead on the beaches. Yeah. Along with the whales and dolphins. That's what you'd have. You'd have windmills going from all the way up north off the coast of Massachusetts all the way down and then stopping at the border of Virginia. It'd be awful. That's what you'd get because Murphy joined with the other governors to say to President Trump, right now, you need to allow us to go forward with the projects that have already been approved. And they're trying to fight him in court on this. So when I tell you the fight's not over, the fight's not over. And this, we talked about this at the Grand Hotel of Cape May last time we were there with my buddy Mike Donahue, who's still fighting this. We talk about this with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Every chance we get, we have the conversation with him, how the Democrats are still pushing this. And Murphy's an idiot because you would think this is so controversial right now. In an election year, you would zip it and not say anything. But he's, you know, not a very bright guy. So he's out there joining the other governors and making these demands right now in an election year. And Mikey Sherrill's trying not to say much about it because she was campaigning in Ocean, County, New Jersey, over the weekend. Now, Ocean County is a very red Republican county. Solid. But you have a lot of people moving to that county from New York. So there's changes that are happening there. But they're paying the electricity rates that just went up 20%. So they're paying those rates. And I'm just saying, they may not like it. The other issue is today's back to school, obviously. And the president is fighting the wokeness in schools. And you heard Jack Ciccarelli say in the ad that we played earlier in the last hour that Democrats are more concerned with pronouns than lowering your taxes. Don't discount the woke issue and the impact it's going to have. It's going to be a big one. It really is. As parents watch as their kids go back to school right now, these issues are not going away. The issues of boys playing in girls' sports and using girls' locker rooms and everything else, these issues are still there. And you're still battling a teachers' union that is completely corrupt and is going to work very hard to make sure the Democrat wins in both states, Jersey and Virginia. Now, if you're not in New Jersey, what can you do to help? Well, you can help try to elect Jack by volunteering your time. You could send money. You can do lots of things. In 2024, Republicans came to Pennsylvania to help elect Donald Trump. They knew he wasn't going to win Jersey, so they went into Pennsylvania. That was where the battle was, and they volunteered. They helped. You can do the same thing. You can help knock on doors. You can help get people registered to vote. You can help lots of different ways if you want to. It'd be great. You know, it's not just the state election. I think it's really important to put into context how much bigger this is. The Democrats are using this as a referendum on Trump. Trump endorsed Jack in the primary, as you know. Mikey Sherrill is an empty suit. She's Kamala Harris. Well, I'm saying that because when it's convenient for the left to point out that she's a woman, they'll do so. Otherwise, it's sexist to make that comparison, so I can't really follow the rules. But she's an empty suit, and she throws out word salads like Kamala Harris, and she's the most recent Democrat nominee, so I'll make the comparison. She's just like Kamala Harris. And they would love nothing more than for Jack to lose and to say that it's because of Donald Trump. And that's what she'll say. If she wins, she'll stand up there on the stage on election night. She's not running on any actual policies other than this phony idea to freeze electricity rates, which she can't do anyway. But what she will do is stand up there and say, we defeated Donald Trump. We sent the first rallying cry, the Battle of Trenton, blah, blah, blah. You know what's going to be said. And then that will give them their momentum going into midterm elections. Don't doubt me on this. I've seen this play out before. You've seen it play out before. This is not just simply a state election. This is a national election playing out in New Jersey. Because this empty suit has no policy positions whatsoever. She has nothing to run on. And she has to distance herself from his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy, because he's a terrible, terrible governor. Terrible. Everybody hates him. Everybody hates him. So she can't run on his record. She has to run away from it. So what do you have? You have Trump bad. Orange man bad. That's it. That's the whole record. That's her whole idea. And if she wins, then they'll say it was a referendum on Trump. Look, this is exactly why Democrats can retake the House in 2026. And then Republicans will start to get a little bit despair, and you'll see polls that show Republicans are going to get wiped out, and then Democrats will start playing funny games with redistricting, and then that's what they'll do. And that we can't let that happen. So it's going to be very, very important to make sure that Jack wins this race. All right. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. He's got two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's a great guy. Have you booked your free implant consultation yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Reach out to Dr. Mike today, VanariaDental.com. When we come back, the president spoke today about sending the National Guard into Chicago. He says they're going in, but Tubby Pritzker says not happening. Where will this go from here? Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, there's a couple of interesting legal decisions we got to talk about today. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Help break it down for us, David Gelman, Gelman Law. You can find him at GelmanLawFirm.com, criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor. What's up, my man?
What's up, Rich? How you doing?
Doing well. You were on Fox News yesterday. You were on Newsmax. You're all over the place.
I'm trying to be like you, honestly.
They sent you the van yesterday. Very cool.
That's pretty. That van is so sweet. I gotta love it. I'm telling you, if anybody has never been in it, you know, I got the first one, and then I called Rich, and I'm like, you gotta wait until you see this thing, and he got it. It is insane. Studio on wheels. We gotta get one.
You got to write some graffiti in there, like Gelman was here or something like that. You know,
so I got start socks. Track. They gave me socks.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. I like that. That's good. Let's begin with the lunatic who threatened to kill Donald Trump and has just been released from jail. And this is a true nutbag making threats against President Trump's life. Released by a judge who clearly hates President Donald Trump. Break it down for us.
Yeah, Judge Boasberg, you know, not a really good friend of the administration, ruled over the objection of a district court judge that this lunatic woman should be released and has to go and get a mental evaluation. It is insane. She repeatedly threatened President Trump and also Pete Hegseth. She said multiple things, like, I'm going to murder him. He's a rapist. He's a Nazi. You know, and she said it repeatedly. She even was interviewed by the Secret Service, and she admitted it during that interview as well. And what happened? She was arrested. The previous judge said, nope, you know what? She's a danger. She needs to get at least an evaluation mentally before we can really decide whether she should be released or not. They appealed it. Her attorneys did so. And Boasberg, lo and behold, you know, a Trump hater, said, nope, she can go out. And Boasberg, he should have never even heard this. There should be a conflict with him. You know, remember, Pam Bondi even put an ethics complaint against this guy in July. How he's able to hear these cases is beyond me.
Yeah, remind us the Boasberg connection, David Gelman, for people that may not remember.
So Boasberg was the original injunction judge, if you think about it. So if you remember a couple months ago when they had all those flights deporting illegal immigrants, or, you know, aliens, I should say, Boasberg was the one who said, oh, wait, they're on a plane, they're overseas, turn them around. And then obviously they couldn't do that because, you know, national security and other issues like that. So Boasberg was the original one. He's also heard a couple other cases against President Trump's administration and voted against or, you know, ruled against President Trump every single time, especially the injunctions. But the Supreme Court literally said to Boasberg, you're wrong. You know, you can't do a nationwide injunction. Stop it. And I think because of him, all these other activist judges have really, you know, started to take the mantle, if you will, and started doing these nationwide injunctions. So
yeah, he was kind of the pioneer in that, right?
Yeah. You know, pioneer Boasberg. Great guy.
Great guy. So this woman now, I would think the mental evaluation is done when you're sitting there with the Secret Service and telling them you want to kill the president. Like, I think at that point you've flunked the mental evaluation and or you've passed and you've gotten an A for crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think at that point you go to a mental evaluation. You just get a certificate of lunacy right in the moment.
It's rare. Look, you know, people do threaten the president of the United States and other officials in the administration. They never are released, though. I mean, it's very rare for them to be released, especially, you know, on their own recognizance and without getting an evaluation. So for this to happen, it's really almost vindictive if you think about it. And, you know, her attorney is saying, oh, she doesn't have firearms or anything like that. Well, you don't need firearms to threaten somebody and actually go through with the threat. She's crazy enough. I don't know what the hell she's going to do. But obviously, you know, the Secret Service are really good at their job, thank God. And I know President Trump will be protected every step of the way.
Yeah. Although there are issues around the Secret Service and morale and everything else we can get into at some point. But the judge is ordering her to have electronic monitoring. But she said she wanted to go to the White House and kill the president. I would think you don't pass go, don't collect $200 and go straight to a mental institution where you can be evaluated, but you're confined. And that's the key here is that, you know, she obviously has major issues. Like, this wasn't somebody, this wasn't, you know, Madonna or Kathy Griffin making a comment in some stupid way. This is a woman who has serious major psychiatric issues. And those are the people you got to worry about doing harm to either themselves or somebody else. Because what she said, I don't think she's going to get near the president, but I do think she could hurt somebody. And so,
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right, Rich. I mean, look, who knows whatever else she's said. And she obviously does have mental issues. Look, let's just look at it in a criminal court like I go to every day.
Yeah, please.
When you have individuals like this, all right, I've never, and I mean never, have seen a judge say, you know what, you're going to be released. They always, always do some type of a mental evaluation. And if they come back that they're crazy, you know what? Then you have to stay in the loony bin or go do something else. But you never would release them. It doesn't matter who you are. So that's why this is such an abomination of the law, really. I mean, this judge Boasberg really has such a conflict that I think it's getting in the way of his rulings.
Because she might go to the White House and hurt a staffer. There's a lot of people who work there that don't have Secret Service protection, who you see their faces on TV. She could just hurt a random person you don't know. So, yeah, she should be confined. No question about that. I want to ask you about another case, David Gelman. David Gelman's with me. GelmanLaw.com, GelmanLawFirm.com. It's great to have him. Criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor as well. Rulings today that are making the news, but one of them has to do with tariffs and the president's ability now to use tariffs And it's been stopped, at least on, you know, by one judge's level, and the president is appealing this. Scott Bessent came out and said this is an actual emergency right now. What is your take on this?
I mean, Scott Bessent, I think, is 100% accurate. It is a national emergency right now. And look, these tariffs, they are just, they're not going away anytime soon. Don't get me wrong. They're still in effect until at least October. Now, by then, obviously, the president and the administration, they're going to have everything appealed. The Supreme Court eventually is going to have to hear all this. And they're going to have to determine whether the president has the authority to do this. Now, I don't think it's really a hard decision because Congress already gave the president the ability to set tariffs. Congress gave the president the ability to set immigration and for national security and for foreign policy matters, just like this. This is a foreign policy issue. And right now, let's look at these tariffs. Number one, they're working incredibly well. We've gotten hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue. But the other thing is the tariffs are being agreed to by the other countries. So what is the problem here? I don't understand. And the other part of it that makes no sense, there's no standing. So the people and the organizations like the ACLU who are making these lawsuits and these arguments have literally no standing to even sue. And standing, for everybody to listen, who's listening, means that they have to have like some stake in the game. You know, they have to have some skin in it. They don't have anything. It has nothing to do with them. So I don't understand why this would even come about.
Well, you made a great point, which is that the other countries are agreeing to this. So now you're getting into the president's ability to make foreign policy. And that's something that the courts don't have any authority to overrule when the president is making deals with foreign countries. That's something, if Congress doesn't like it, Congress can do something about it, but the courts can't. Mm-hmm.
Well, Boasberg will probably try to do something. But you're right. No, the courts really, they can't do anything. They don't set the foreign policy. And you're exactly right. If Congress doesn't like it, then they can go back and they can set a law. But they haven't done anything like that, and they're not going to.
I mean, look, that's been Rand Paul's point. He doesn't agree with the president on tariffs, and he wants Congress to take action on this. But for the courts to jump in and say that a deal between the United States and Ireland is unconstitutional is ridiculous. I mean, that's just not their jurisdiction. They don't have the ability. It's the same thing with like when Boasberg said turn the plane around. Once that plane leaves United States airspace, you don't get to say that anymore because now you're dealing with the president's ability as commander in chief, dealing with another country, accepting people that have been sent to that country who are not United States citizens. So the court's power ends really wherever that designation is, Gelman, and you're the attorney here, not me, of where the United States jurisdiction ends.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. And we're really in a weird time, Rich. If you think about it, have you ever had courts really interfering like this with presidential authority over the years, with immigration, with foreign policy? I don't remember it. And look, you obviously know better than I do, but I've never seen this. There are many activist judges, and that's what it is right now.
Now, posse comitatus, for people that don't know, is a law that was passed after the Civil War, and it basically says, you know, the military cannot do law enforcement functions. A judge also ruling at the president using the National Guard in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is not a state, violates posse comitatus. I find that to be laughable for a number of reasons. Number one, the National Guard is not engaging in law enforcement. That's number one. Number two, D.C. is not a state. And number three, D.C. is entirely a creation of the federal government that exists because Congress created it and exists really at the pleasure of Congress under the D.C. Charter Act, which was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Richard Nixon.
Yeah, well, again, you know, these judges, activist judges, just like the one in California, were saying they can't deploy the National Guard there. The president is doing this under two reasons. Number one, national emergency. What is a national emergency? Crime. Look at D.C. a couple weeks ago. The crime was through the roof. You had murders left and right. You didn't have a murder after the National Guard was deployed for, 10, 11 days. And the crime has almost subsided 1,000%. So I think whatever he's doing is correct. But the other thing is you can use this, or you can use the Insurrection Act as well, for when the states are disregarding federal law. So what's federal law? Immigration aspect. So when you have illegal immigrants there, or aliens who are there illegally, all right, because you are a blue state and you are a sanctuary city, that is illegal. The president, under his authority of the executive branch, is allowed to deploy the National Guard to go and arrest these individuals. The National Guard is not policing. They're not making, you know, they're not going to different places serving warrants and anything like that. They are not doing that. They're doing their job, which is they are arresting illegal aliens. They are patrolling everything to make sure everything is safe, but they are not doing anything else. They are allowing the police, the people who are in charge of that city, to actually do their job.
I mean, I don't even think they're arresting illegal aliens, are they? I mean, they're there. They have a presence. But as far as I've seen from everything, it's still ICE that's doing the actual arrests.
Well, yeah, when I said I meant ICE. The National Guard is not doing that. Yes.
Also, by the way, Posse Comitatus is also a great West Wing episode, just in case anybody's wondering. Really good West Wing. That's a great show back in its day. In the prime, before Aaron Sorkin started doing well, while he was doing Mushrooms, it was a great show. And then I think he stopped and it went downhill.
Well, so he should go back and do it because.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's a good lesson. It's a really good lesson there, you know. Oh, by the way, Rosie O'Donnell, a complete lunatic. No change there, just for the record. So. Felt like saying it.
She was eating a little too much chocolate once. I don't even know if they were mushrooms.
Yeah, though she thought they were. It just turns out they were. It was just literally chocolate laced with chocolate, and she just went on a trip because she had just so much chocolate laced with chocolate. She's the only person that could do that. David, always a pleasure. Go to GelmanLawFirm.com if you need him. Criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor, and find him on social media as well. Thanks, my man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here, a lot more for you. We'll talk about Illinois. We'll talk about all these matters with you as we go on. But I do want to tell you about my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They will take great care of your home, and it's all about trust. It really is. When it comes to your home, trust is everything. Trust and integrity. I trust Emmons because I've known them now for 12 years. They first came to my old house and replaced the roof. Did a phenomenal job. And I said, hey, why don't you guys do the windows? And they did. Then I had them do other projects for me as well. And then over the time of these years, I've gotten to know Matt Kelly. In fact, the other night, David Gelman and his wife, Jen, we went to the taping of Fox News Saturday Night. And Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, joined us for the show. We hung out together after with Jimmy Fallon and his wife, Jen. So it was Gelman and his wife and Jimmy and Jen, and Matt was there too. We all hung out together after the show, had dinner. It was a lot of fun, and that's what I mean. Matt's become a great friend of mine. Trustworthy, honest guy. He'll do great work for your home. You can count on the entire team at Emmons. So just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that roof looking as we are getting ready to head into fall? And then you know what's coming after that. I hate to say it, but winter. So make sure you get that free roof inspection now. Emmons will never tell you you needed a roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. They are platinum certified, platinum contractor. That's a big deal. EmmonsRoofing.com. Trust the hometown team that I trust, involved in our community at every level, including giving back to our veterans with the Travis Manning Foundation. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind that Democrats will continue to try to block Donald Trump on everything in the courts as much as they possibly can. But it's really going to wind up going to the Supreme Court on these issues. And the big battle will come down to be birthright citizenship. At some point, that's going to happen. No doubt about that. We'll get there. We will. We will get there. But in the meantime, these issues will play out as they do, with judges trying to block Trump as they all audition for a position on the United States Supreme Court. That's what it's really about. Boasberg and these other judges, what these guys are trying to do is they're trying to say to whoever becomes president, if a Democrat becomes president, look at me. I was part of the resistance. I was the most Trump resistant judge. That's the game. And it's so blatantly obvious. Now, look, Scott Bessent said it regarding the emergency that we have right now. And he said it. The president is acting within the constitutional power that Congress is given. I have said it before. If Congress disagrees, then Congress can overrule the president. The courts can't. This is a matter for Congress. And Rand Paul said the same thing, too. Congress doesn't like it. Congress can override it. You know, I've said before, I don't like these presidential emergencies, and I don't. And I don't like to see them last long, and I don't want to see the president extend the D.C. emergency. I want to see Congress do it. I think it's very important that we manage these presidential emergencies. But same time, the courts don't have the ability here. Congress does. And Congress has given the executive this power. I don't like it, but they've given it to him. So then for the courts to come in and say the president doesn't have the power after Congress has given it to him, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. Bottom line. Here is Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez lash out at the mayor of Chicago for going tit for tat with Trump over crime and saying, you know what? Something has to happen. This is the president says Chicago is a hellhole and we're going in cut number 10.
We should be working to make sure that we are in coordination with each other. There's nothing stopping the mayor of the city of Chicago, the governor of the state of Illinois, from picking up the phone and reaching out to the president of the United States and saying, what can we do to be on the same page? We should all be looking to continuously decrease the amount of victims in our city and in our state. And instead, we're getting into this tit for tat social media back and forth nonsense, which is only putting the people of Chicago and the people of Illinois in the middle, in the crosshairs of the criminals who are going to use this time to exploit and go crazy, as we're continuing to see this weekend where we've had multiple mass shootings, multiple victims, and no one wants to talk about them. I hear the governor talking about an invasion, an insurrection. I hear the mayor writing useless orders against the federal government. But what no one is talking about is If our crime stats are decreasing, why can't we push with Donald Trump's help and decrease them even more? How many victims are we comfortable with? Because that's ultimately the subtext of what the mayor and the governor are saying, is that we are comfortable with the amount of victims we have right now. We don't need to improve on our numbers any further than that.
See, it's a really good point. Why not take the help? I mean, this is where I can't get my mind around this with these Democrats. Why not take the help? The guy's offering you help. The guy's offering you manpower. The guy's offering to pay for it. He's not even sending you the bill. I mean, with all these things, it comes down to manpower, person power, people power. I don't want to offend just and money. And he's offering you both here. And you're saying no because you hate him. That's it. It's the only reason. But how do your residents feel? How do the residents feel? That's the question. You know how they feel? They want help. I've said this before a million times. If you ask the people, they'll tell you, we want help. Well, Fox News did just that. They went to Chicago. They interviewed people. This is what they said. Cut number 11.
Actually, it wasn't really as bad as it is today. When I was growing up back in the early 2000s, yeah, it was bad, but the kids nowadays, they're just wreaking havoc in all of the neighborhoods. We didn't play with guns and we didn't listen to drill rap music like at this very young age. Like these kids are carrying guns like around the ages of 8 years old and they're killing other 8 year old kids with guns. It's insane to me.
My opinion, not enough police officers. The police officers' hands are tied. Former state's attorney was terrible, which was a big problem. So now we have I do believe it's getting a little bit under control. We have a new superintendent who's doing an awesome job, and we have a new state's attorney who I think is doing an awesome job. To me, I do believe it's going down slightly. There's serious crimes like murders, but you still see people getting beat up.
I don't think it's
the
right clip, Matt. Let's stop that one. That's the one that we talked to the people on the street, the residents. I don't think that's the right one. It sounds like officials right there.
That is the one.
That's the one?
Yeah, I think there's some people on the streets.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Keep going there.
Jackings and petty things like catalytic converters and break-ins and so on.
Southside, I mean, it's been rough, so you see a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, I remember being in the Family Dollar store that got robbed. You know, they kick in the door, they say, everybody get down, people are screaming. And I was only 12 years old, you know? And this kind of stuff, it happens all the time. But a lot of people who don't live in these areas, they don't get to see it.
The police are worried about one thing, a lawsuit. Everything that the police will do their job, they are fear of facing a lawsuit every time there's an arrest made. So they, you know, like, okay, they trying to talk to them, but they're not listening. And some of them do provoke the police to either hit them or shoot them. So there's a lawsuit coming in. So you got these Al Sharptons and Benjamin Crump, and then you got the Roland Martin. You got all these activists who always talk about defund the police, how racist the police are. But here's a news flash. We need these police in our neighborhood. We need the police to protect us and our kids.
It's best to get your opinion from people like myself who live in these areas and not politicians.
So knowing that people are saying we need the police and the police are afraid of lawsuits and they're afraid to do their job, which is a big deal. And also people are afraid to become cops in the first place. They're afraid to even join the force because they know the city doesn't have their back and they're afraid of getting sued and they're afraid of getting locked up because you have prosecutors out there. This is it's a real problem. It's a major problem. And don't think for a second that when you got kids who are doing this stuff, like the one guy said in the clip, and he's like, yeah, kids out there with guns. The gangs know that the kids aren't going to get in trouble. That's why the gangs keep recruiting these young kids. So now you have the president saying, we'll send you people and we'll send you money. We'll help you. So that alderman's like, why are you not taking the help? I don't understand this. Why wouldn't you pick up the phone? And this is why Tubby Pritzker should call the president, too, and be like, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's work this out together. And the governor of Illinois could work with the president on this issue. But you see, here's reality. Within the Democrat Party, they don't want to fight crime. This is a party that stands with criminals. It is a party that stands with criminals. That's the bottom line. It's not – that's not an exaggeration. This is – Zoran Mandami is the candidate for governor – or mayor of New York City. And one time, he called for the abolishment of prisons. He called for the abolishment of prisons, and Andrew Cuomo was hitting him on that over the weekend, saying it's just insane to say that we don't need to have prisons. We don't need to have prisons. That's the Democrat Party today. And you've got Philadelphia's district attorney, Larry Krasner. Look, I have no problem with people videotaping the police or videoing the police. No problem whatsoever. It's your First Amendment right, as far as I'm concerned. I think it helps everybody involved in the situation. But Larry Krasner is more, he's more concerned with trying to catch a cop doing something wrong than he is about being there for the police as they do their job. That's the reality. And you know what? It goes both ways. Because sometimes you catch these cops on camera, you think they're doing something wrong, and it goes to court. Turns out the camera actually helped that cop in that situation. Cop wasn't doing anything wrong at all. But sure, you listen to this clip, nothing wrong with having a camera out, but it's the point that Larry Krasner and these district attorneys like him, these Soros-backed district attorneys in these cities across this country, they're much more concerned with standing in the way than cooperating, than working with the president or working with federal law enforcement, working with even their own local police departments. That's the crux of the problem here in all these different places. So you wind up having a situation where the cops are afraid to do their job. They don't have joint task forces with federal law enforcement. They could, but they won't. They're sanctuary cities. So then you have bad people on the streets, and there's nothing they could do about it, and they don't have the help. And Krasner is just concerned about trying to catch them doing something wrong so that he can go after them in court. Cut number three.
You know, crimes like official oppression, which is a Pennsylvania statute, unlawful restraint, obstruction of the administration of justice, destruction of evidence. This is pretty simple from the perspective of our residents in Philadelphia. Bring your video camera. If you're being messed with by National Guard, you don't know if it's illegal or not. You don't know how far it's going to go. Video it. And if you're standing by, video it. This is a party that is at war with the truth. This is a president who is at war with the truth. So bring the light. Vampires don't like light, and neither does Donald Trump.
The vampire is in your party, pal. It's Speaker Pelosi, Emeritus, Speaker Emeritus. All right, big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.